This is Steve Sherlock with podcast number 28 for Franklin Matters. In this edition, I'll focus on what you should know about what's happening here in Franklin, Mass. As we begin the year 2009. From the school committee meeting, January 13th, there was a very good presentation on the high school arts program and how it is bringing art into the community. Art teacher Mike Capel was accompanied by two students, Rachel Nault and Madison Weber, to make the joint presentation. You can view the entire presentation on the web now. The school committee meeting was streamed live over the internet. This was the third town meeting to be broadcast this year. You can go to the video archive and view the meeting in its entirety, or select specific sections according to the published agenda. The link is on the town website and will also be included in the blog post that accompanies this podcast. Continuing with the school committee meeting, Peter Light, previously announced as the interim principal for Franklin High School, was announced as the permanent replacement during the meeting Tuesday evening. You should recall that Pam Gould had tendered her notice to leave Franklin to take the assistant superintendent for HR position in Plymouth. I really would have liked her to stay here. She was doing so well. But given the choice to move up and on or stay, I do agree with her choice. It was good for her personally to move. I wish her well. Peter, on the other hand, has certainly done well in the dozen years he's been here in Franklin. I expect he will make a great principal for the high school. He knows the community. He has the willingness to listen and the drive to do good things. If you have the question, how did he move from interim to permanent so quickly? While not explicitly stated during the meeting, it was acknowledged that Peter was a finalist for the principal position in Needham. Reading between the lines, I think it was better to make him permanent in order to keep him here rather than run the risk of losing him. Makes good sense. On Wednesday evening, along with about 25 to 30 others, I viewed the documentary Kilowatt Hours at the Franklin Library. This was the fourth and final of the Energy Sense series, sponsored by the Franklin Area Climate Team. Information on the prior sessions is available on Franklin Matters. There's a special link on the right-hand column under the heading Important Links. Look for FACT, F-A-C-T, Energy Sense Series. While at the library, I picked up a flyer for The Green Reel, the 2009 Winter Film Series. There will be additional details on this series of five films to be published on Franklin Matters. The first film is King Corn. All these films will be shown in Attleboro, at a facility or place called Agudas Akim, if I pronounce that correctly. The first film, King Corn, will be coming up on January 25th. And as I mentioned, additional details will be published in advance of each of these films. On Thursday evening, the Financial Planning Committee got together to review the status of the report they're pulling together. The various sections of the report were covered in detail in my live reporting notes already posted on Franklin Matters. This draft report will be previewed with a focus group, followed by a town-wide open forum. The date remains to be determined for this forum, but I would encourage you to stay tuned. It likely will be in the middle of March. As soon as the date is available, this is one forum you should plan to participate in. The budget details for the short-term outlook for Franklin will be critical points to understand. When someone like Rebecca Cameron says, "It finally hit me how much we are dependent upon the state," I think this is a breakthrough moment. Rebecca, you should be aware, sits on the Finance Committee and has insights into the Franklin budget process that many of us would like to have. She is now part of the group putting together this long-term plan for Franklin. I've said before that what this group is doing is going to be critical to what Franklin does in the short term and longer term. The information they have gathered and are about to share should create a better understanding across the Franklin community of what the real issues that we face are. One key point on the operation of the fire department was captured during the Finance Committee meeting on January 6th. Chief McGarrahar was answering questions from FinCom members as he reviewed his capital budget plan. One question was, why not outsource the ambulance services? The answer the chief gave is important to understand how smartly the fire department has created its staffing plan and how efficiently they do utilize their resources. Let's listen to this clip from the meeting. It's about 3 minutes long.
Question. Great. So we'll look at the 600 to 700,000 annual income for the ambulance and paramedics when we're doing the budget. Okay. And so we're almost close to $100,000 in cost for this new software. And last year I asked if outsourcing this particular service, I mean, are we still in a...
Well, the thing is that this doesn't... You can't outsource this. I think what you're referring to is our billing function. Which we have a clerk that we have a 25-hour-a-week clerk that does our billing function for us. We continue to believe that it's best done in-house, and you know it's a wash as far as what we pay in personnel services versus what we would pay in contractual services. And because there's no added value to the community, we think that there's a better customer service value of having a warm body in Franklin that you can walk in and deal with versus calling a billing company.
But the ambulatory service in general, you cannot outsource.
We can. The ambulance service, we absolutely can. Mm-hmm. I happen to believe that a fire-based service is better than a better bang for the buck than a private service. Because what... My service, in Franklin, we rely on cross-trained firefighter paramedics to do fire service and ambulance services. We try to calculate the right size of our department based upon task and risk and things of that nature. I can tell you on a task analysis for a building fire, you need 15 people. We staff minimum at 10, bring people off duty to do that. Because fires, I mean, we will do 2 dozen to 3 dozen building fires every year. We run the ambulance services off the excess capacity of the fire force, in general terms. If you do away with the ambulance service, I still need 10 people to put out building fires. And what you've done is you've given away $600,000 to $700,000 worth of revenue a year, because I still need, you know, 10 people to put out fire. And now instead of utilizing their excess capacity, you've emptied out their call. I mean, you've emptied that out. But you still have a need to suppress fire. So that's why I believe it makes both cost-effective sense as well as operational sense to do it the way we do it.
Thank you for explaining that.
To recap what you just heard, the fire department staffs a minimum number, 10, to provide a first response to calls, and then calls in off-duty resources when there's a fire. So he has 10 folks regularly on, needs 15 when a fire occurs. In the meantime, he uses the extra time of the fire staff to answer ambulance calls, for which then they are reimbursed. Very smartly done. You can't really get much more efficient than that. You have a minimum staff. That staff utilizes its time efficiently, and then they get reimbursed for that. So effectively, the ambulance services are paying for our fire support, which we need anyway. And if you didn't follow this line of thought, please be sure to talk with the chief or send me an email or comment. This is one of the key pieces of the efficiency that exists in Franklin, and we need to be careful to make sure that is fully understood. So, in closing this particular podcast, let me recap what we've talked about. Live streaming for the town meetings is now available, and the video archive is on the web. The high school art in the community program was talked about at the school committee meeting, where they also introduced Peter Light as the new permanent principal of the high school. The Franklin Area Climate Team had the movie on Wednesday. There's an additional movie series coming up in nearby Attleboro. And finally, the Financial Planning Committee is making progress on its report, which it'll do a preview and then a townwide forum, probably in March. So there really is a whole lot going on in Franklin. Please try and stay current with what is happening. If you have good news or insights you would like to share, please leave a comment or send me an email. Thank you. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow citizens of Franklin, Mass. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network. John Schmidt, powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.